The Little Shop on Floral Street by Jane Lacey Crane, read by Imogen Wilde for Saga Egmont. Prologue.
Sorry for your loss. The persistent drizzle that had been falling all morning had made the ink run, but Grace got the gist. She stared at the white card edged in black that had been tucked into the wreath. White roses and carnations sat tastefully in among the little white dots of the unopened wax flower heads and evergreen foliage. Sorry for your loss. What did it even mean? Grace hated that sentiment. Why are they lost? They're not lost. They're dead. Things get lost. Your purse, your mobile phone, a bus ticket. Sometimes maybe a dog or a cat, at a push. But the dead aren't lost. They're just dead. You know exactly where they are. Either in an urn on your mantelpiece, being dusted at regular intervals, or they're in a hole in the ground, just like the one Grace found herself standing at the edge of on that wet spring Tuesday morning. This wasn't the plan, was it? Grace leaned closer to the hole. She wasn't sure why. It wasn't as if she was expecting a reply. We were supposed to have years left. What am I meant to do now? The drizzle sat lightly on top of Grace's black wool jacket like glitter. She brushed her sleeves, her fingers already numb from the damp, cold air. You would have reminded me to bring an umbrella, wouldn't you? She smiled to herself, aware that a few other mourners were watching her standing by the open grave and muttering to herself. What am I ever going to do without you? Chapter 1. Grace. Bloody typical. She swans off to God knows where and doesn't come home for 2 years, but then toddles back once she's out of cash and they welcome her with open arms. No questions asked. The little princess has returned. Grace watched her younger sister Hope take a mouthful of coffee. Shit, that's hot. Hope grabbed a napkin off the picnic table and dabbed at her mouth. Serves you right, Grace laughed. You sound like a bitter old woman. Grace and Hope were sitting in their favourite spot, outside a coffee hut tucked away behind the Albert Memorial in Kensington Gardens. The glass-fronted cabin had no inside seating, but no matter the weather, Grace and Hope could be found there every few weeks, huddled at a picnic bench, catching up on each other's latest news or gossip. On this day, the weather was on their side. It was surprisingly sunny for a Tuesday morning in early February, the kind of weather that tricked you into thinking that surely spring must be just around the corner. Discussions on this particular morning had so far centred around Hope's frustrations and the reappearance of their youngest sister, Faith. She'd been going on about the unfairness of it all for the last 20 minutes. Grace wrapped her hands around her cup and blew across the top of her coffee before taking a cautious sip. Where else is Faith supposed to go? Most of her stuff is still in our old bedroom at Mum and Dad's. It's our home. Hope shrugged. I guess. Have you spoken to her since she's been back? Only a quick hello the other day. I rang to talk to Mum and she picked up the phone. She sounded quite chirpy. Mum did mention that you called her. I have to say I was a bit surprised. Just for a quick chat, don't make a big deal out of it. Hope raised her hands in mock surrender. Wouldn't dream of it. Yeah, right. Weren't we talking about something else? Faith at home? Being chirpy? Hope snorted her disapproval. I'd be chirpy too if I'd spent the last few years dossing about on a beach in Bali or God knows where doing sod all. Hope took another sip of her coffee. She's been home for 2 weeks and Mum's already running around after her, doing her washing and ironing, picking up the trail of crap she leaves everywhere.